The Holy Gospel appointed for the first Sunday in Advent is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Jesus' triumphant and glorious entry into the city of Jerusalem. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowd that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The words that I would like to share with you this morning is taken from the Old Testament lesson appointed for this Sunday, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5, "O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Messiah and the King of Israel, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. That is the wonderful statement and proclamation on this Sunday morning as we begin to celebrate once again the Advent season. Not only in preparation for the coming of Jesus at his second coming as he has promised us, but especially at Christmas, as the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And then if I were to ask you this morning, are we walking in the light of the Lord? Or are we perhaps walking in darkness? Not preparing ourselves in the right spirit for the Messiah to come to us and walk in the light of the Lord, but not in darkness or in our sins and unrighteousness. Because that's precisely the problem that the prophet Isaiah had with the people of Judah and Jerusalem. They were not walking in the light of the Lord. On the contrary, they were walking in the darkness of their sins and their unrighteousness. As a matter of fact, the prophet Isaiah spoke vigorously against the sins of Judah and Jerusalem, their rebellion against the Lord as a nation. Just like the rebellion by the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, as they were finally destroyed by the Lord with fire because of their unwillingness to repent of their sins of wickedness and immorality. In the verses preceding our text for today, chapter 1, verses 25 and 26, the prophet Isaiah warned Judah and Jerusalem, saying, "Zion will be redeemed with justice, her penitent ones with righteousness, but rebels
and sinners will both be broken, and those who forsake the Lord will perish. In other words, unless the people of Judah and Jerusalem were willing to change their sinful ways, they would certainly perish and not receive the righteousness of God. The prophet made it very clear to them. You will perish if you forsake the Lord. As a matter of fact, we have several examples in the Old Testament. Those who did not walk in the light of the Lord, but chose to walk in the darkness of their sins and unrighteousness, and as a result of their sinful behavior and disobedience to the Lord, they were punished, and sometimes severely. That's precisely what happened to Adam and Eve, who were created in the image of God, holy, perfect, without sin. And yet they disobeyed the Lord when they chose to eat of the forbidden fruit in the middle of the garden, even though God told them, stay away from it. And as a result of their disobedience, they were banished forever from the Garden of Eden. God told them, Genesis 2:14, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die. That was also true of Cain. As he killed his own brother Abel out of jealousy and envy, as a matter of fact, God asked Cain, where is your brother Abel? Cain replied, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? So God punished him severely, saying, what have you done? Listen. Your brother's blood cries out from the ground. Now you are under a curse. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth. That was also true of Joseph's brothers as they sold him as a slave for 20 shekels of silver out of jealousy and envy because their father Jacob showed him favoritism. They said to one another, what will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. So they sold him. And then they lied to their father Jacob. They lied that their brother Joseph was killed by a ferocious animal. The same is true of the people of Israel in the Old Testament as they wandered for how many years? 40 years. Complaining and grumbling against the Lord. Nothing was good enough for them. They complained and grumbled, saying from Exodus chapter 16, verse 3, we read, if we only have died by the Lord's hand in Egypt, at least there we sat around pots of meat and we ate the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve to death. The same holds true in the New Testament, especially with Jesus' own disciples, as they failed to acknowledge Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Peter, when he denied his master, not once, but three times saying, I do not know this man. Judas, when he betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver and with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship. The one I kiss is the man, arrest him. And the rest of them ran away concerned only about themselves. They all deserted him. as they arrested him, judged him, condemned him, and finally sentenced him to suffer and die on the cross, all alone, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That is also true of us today, if you stop and think about it for just a moment. As we also allow ourselves to sin against the will of God and the law of God, we also get ourselves into trouble when we are not covered with the light of the Lord, but covered with the sin of darkness that leads to destruction. We fall into the same kind of temptation the people of Judah and Jerusalem did. Adam and Eve, Cain, Joseph's brothers, and the people of Israel, as well as Peter and Judas. Every time we disobey one of the commandments of the Lord, we fall short of the glory of God and deserve only His wrath and His punishment. And yet, here comes the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As the prophet Isaiah encouraged Judah and Jerusalem to turn from their sins and unrighteousness, He also encourages us today to turn from our sins and our unrighteousness to the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The words of the prophet in our text for today, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We could paraphrase that this morning by saying, O house of Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear, California, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. That's precisely what the prophet encourages us to do as we read His words in verse 3 of our text. Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways so that we may walk in His paths. Are we listening this morning to the prophet? His ways, His paths. The prophet Isaiah invites us to follow His paths, His ways. The same invitation Jesus offers us today in the Holy Sacrament, His true body and true blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins. As we also walk in the light of the Lord, His ways and His paths. The words of Jesus Himself, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And then the words of Jesus again, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in Me should stay in darkness. And this is especially true during the Advent season in our preparation for the Messiah. The good news of the Savior. As we come to Him this morning in a spirit of repentance and contrition and receive from Him not only the forgiveness of our sins, but the gift He offers us and provides for us of our salvation, which only Jesus can offer, which only Jesus can provide who have faith and trust in Him as the Savior. So the question remains, are you and I walking in the light of the Lord, or are we sometimes walking in the darkness of our sins and unrighteousness? May God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit. As we walk in the light of the Lord during this Advent season, and not in the darkness of our sins and unrighteousness, may we heed the words we spoke responsively today in the act of waiting. O Lord, help us to wait patiently for the light to shine in our hearts for the coming of the Messiah. And as we walk in the light of the Lord, yes, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. God bless you and your family during this special time of Advent, the coming of Jesus into our hearts, into our homes, into our churches, into our community as the light of the world. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.